You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national, sometimes the international, covering down on all of the issues. And like the dude just said, solid conservative, just plain right. Well, someone who has made a little time for us in the middle of a busy schedule, 2 days on this show in a row, as a matter of fact. Jeff Poor, the host of the Jeff Poor Show on FM Talk 106.5 down yonder in Mobile, and also the executive editor for 1819 News, coming on to talk about a couple of stories that broke out on 1819 today. So without further ado, Jeffro Poor, how you doing, bud?
Doing well. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, thank you, man. I appreciate it, especially me calling you on short notice. But hey, so let me ask you, first story that I wanted to touch base with you guys on. 1819 had a story that ran today. So everybody on my show knows what ESG is. We talk about it all the time. Environmental, social, and governance. It's wokeness in banking, wokeness in corporations, all of it. But there's a bill to prevent ESG investing in Alabama, and it appears the special interests have got to it. Your thoughts?
Well, it came out of, do you remember the it was really just an ill-conceived idea from Governor Ivey to do a lease build on the prisons.
Yeah.
And they couldn't get, the Core Civic Group, it was a consortium of construction companies, couldn't get financing for the deal because it did not meet the ESG criteria. So they had to punt to the legislature who bonded it rather than do the public-private partnership. So I guess looking at it, the state said, well, we can't have this happening to us, right? So it came out of that. It was essentially, I mean, there's a state interest here. This isn't just some, you know, we're going to fight the woke agenda, Ron DeSantis style thing going on. They've been burned by ESG policy in Montgomery.
Oh, yeah.
So they're going to do something. They wanted to do something to make sure this never happened again, and that's sort of what this is, to ban it as far as taxpayer dollars are concerned. You can't be an ESG company. Well, of course, Business Council of Alabama and Regions Bank are pretty into the ESG scene, so they're fighting it. And so I wouldn't say the bill is dead by any means. I know it got pulled off a committee, but they're telling me that watch for it next week again, that it's got a shot to make a return, at least in the Senate. I think these things, these aspirational bills like school choice, I think your best shot's in the Senate. The House, man, is just it's under lock and key now.
It's a menagerie in the House. Yeah, so State Senator Dan Roberts is the sponsor of the anti-ESG bill, and Senator Garland Gudger is the chair of the Committee on Fiscal Responsibility Economic Development. That was my committee. I formed it. We call it FRED. But the bottom line is FRED pulled it off the agenda for at least a week. Now, was there anything said? Was there a statement issued like, we've got to give this some more work to work on an amendment, a friendly amendment? Did Dan Roberts say anything about it? I mean, or did it catch him by surprise?
Not publicly, but here's your takeaway. Dan Roberts didn't put up more of a fight. Suggest to me that, okay, we're going to work on it and they can take another shot at it. But if it doesn't make it, if they don't discuss it in committee, then I think the home cooking's on, right?
Yeah.
And the lobbyists are getting their fingers in the pie here. So, but I take these guys at their word. I think they're going to give it another look next week.
Okay. Well, and I hope so, because other states are already pursuing this, and I'm getting tired of Alabama being bright red but looking purple. And I know the BCA is a force, but the BCA has also really, really begun to move to the center here in recent years. And they hired a Democrat, a known was she an Obama supporter or a Biden supporter, to be the new head of the BCA after Katie Britt left to run for Senate.
Yeah, so, well, it was Robert Stone for a while. We all know Robert Stone, the Blue Cross Blue Shield guy. He was interim president. And then they brought in their name escapes me, but a Democrat donor, our reporting showed she had given money to a bunch of, including Maxine Waters. You know how these things can be though, like when you go to a dinner or something like that. Helena Duncan, this is her name. But when it just shows up on their filings or whatever. But gave $1,000 to Katie. Gave $250 to the Waters pack. So whatever you want to make of it. But it's not something you would expect to have seen. This is not Bill Canary's BCA anymore.
No, it's not. And, you know, Bill Canary's BCA was a part of the background of helping the Republicans take over the legislature back in 2010. And it's a far cry from that. But you know, what's also interesting is, and we can make of it what we will, you're right, but it's one thing to say, I'm an Alabamian who opposed Roy Moore and I wound up just giving money to Doug Jones, you know, or whatever. But to say, to go ahead and say, I sent money all the way to California to support Maxine Waters, one of the most liberal people in the entire Congress. Wow.
But I think it's a clear change in direction to the business community, Senator. This is how you got to make money now. It's unfortunate, but we used to think, oh, this will never happen in Alabama, right? Well, here we are.
Well, speaking of here we are, let me switch to the other story before you have to go. Representative Wandolyn Gavan, never one for avoiding the ability to keep her foot out of her mouth, but she does it intentionally though. I've seen her make a complete scene on the House, threatening to burn the House down. It's usually always race based, and but anyway, a member of the Black Caucus in the House is taking issue with the idea that we now have a Black Republican in the House who's a good guy, Ken Paschall, but she had some pretty derogatory things to say right now that she ought to get excoriated for.
I believe so. So Ken Paschall is the lone Black Republican lawmaker in the House of Representatives, in the whole entire legislature.
And a good dude.
Yeah, he's a good dude. But she goes up there and she cites a Jay-Z song. And I mean, you have to look at the 1819 news story. I think most people, 99% of the people in the chamber, had no idea what she was talking about. But Craig Monger, a reporter I'm sure you know really well, he picked up on it. And he just kind of connected the dots for everybody. And she didn't back down from it. She went to the floor today, Senator, and owned it and said she's going to do it again.
She's basically calling Ken the N-word and saying he's the house boy, right? That's what she's saying.
Essentially, yes. And she said she'd do it again. So, it was a matter of time before something like this happened. This is what she does. I tell you what, a little story, because the first time I went into House Chamber kind of as a reporter, not as a civilian or whatever, I went in the press gallery, 2017, and I was watching the House gavel in and then Wandolyn going to the podium there, and she's saying all this crazy stuff. I'm thinking, man, this will like make television if anywhere else in America.
No, it didn't. No, did it?
And the press corps in Montgomery just giggled at it.
Yeah.
They didn't. And I said, well, maybe we'll see a story about this tomorrow. And she's just going through a list of lawmakers that she didn't like or whatever and calling them names. And nothing. These guys, Brian Lyman among them, just sitting in there cackling at Wandolyn Gavan, and they never reported. I said, well, when I take over 1819 News, we're going to start putting this out there. And we're gonna. I mean, this is on the floor. This isn't in private conversation, and it's not gonna be just a giggle fest. I mean, we need to expose what's going on here with some of these lawmakers and the rhetoric they use. And a place is supposed to be, you know, above board, high minded, the people's house. But this is what flies.
Well, and I tell you what, I heard it firsthand. I was on the floor one time, heard Senator Bobby Singleton say something that if a white person said it, it would have been national news. And I couldn't believe he said that. And like I stopped and like, does anybody care that just happened? I saw the same thing with John Rogers in the House It was unbelievable. Alvin Holmes used to say stuff that you think, why does he do that?
Do you remember when they were passing the 2019 the abortion ban and Rogers said, kill him now or kill him later?
Oh, yeah.
And the only reason that got picked up was because there was media there for the vote on the abortion ban, friendly conservative media, and they're the ones who made the big deal about it. But I was like, I think this goes on all the time, and no one talks about it, particularly in our kind of lackluster press corps.
It does. Listen, man, I know you got places to be, so blessings on your day. Thanks for spending some time with us, all right?
Hey, thank you for having me on.
All right, Jeff Poor, executive editor, 1819 News, and the host of his own show, Jeff Poor Show, down on FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile. All right, we'll take a break right now. We'll come right back. I got more of this. I got more. Yeah, Regions is trying to stop the ESG bill. Wanda LeGavan is calling a black Republican the N-word. And then there's more. Like, what happened to that whole state health officer getting changed? We'll talk about it. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.